Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Katie's been in Atlanta. Jake's been in Taiwan. I've been holding it down.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. How are you doing?
I did great. Me and had a little father-son weekend. Very cute, very adorable. And Katie traveled the globe as well.
Yeah, the globe. I went to, yeah, Atlanta. I went to my hometown.
Without me.
Noonan, without him.
Noonan. You ever been there?
I've never been.
And you went to numerous countries.
Yes. Can you name the four that I went to?
China. Taiwan.
Vietnam.
Good.
Vietnam and America.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Good job. There's another.
Kind of.
Vietnam, Taiwan, China.
Like half a country.
Are you calling Hong Kong?
It's only, are you saying Hong Kong to half a country? Or it's only, oh, it's only half a country.
But it's like kind of, a, it's like, I don't know.
Ukraine?
No, I didn't go to Ukraine. Hong Kong is like kind of China, kind of not. They seem pretty upset at China. I don't know.
Yeah, they're beefing.
Yes,
but it's their own thing. Do they have their own money?
Yes, they did have their own money.
Hong Kong's? The Kongs? Hong Kong's?
Hong Kong's.
Is there money fun where it's like, hey, that'll cost $2, $2 US, so in Hong Kong's it's $400 million?
Yeah, Vietnam's like that. It's like inflated like crazy. So that's like cool. 1 million dong is $40.
Oh my gosh.
So it's very, very important.
It's like that girl from OnlyFans or something. She needs to move to Vietnam.
She would be a queen. Yeah, in Vietnam. She's like, I'll do anything for 100 dong. Mm. They're like, oh my gosh.
Oh, whoa. Family friendly.
Okay, well, we got to talk all about that. Sorry, it's a family friendly podcast, but it's cute.
We're talking currency. Friendly.
Do you know how that's? No, there, if you have a 5-year-old listening right now, he's dying laughing. It's killing. It's cute. It's fun.
I want to talk about when I came so home childish. From the one funny thing of coming home from Trey being at home by himself for the first time in a very long time was Thomas. You know, he usually gets milk like at night or in the morning. He was drinking heavy whipping cream because we ran out of milk, and Trey just. I guess didn't know how to like procure milk.
It's not my job. Not my job. Not my job.
He was just feeding him heavy whipping cream.
It's not my job to get the milk. Anyone, if you've been in a marriage or a partnership the woman long enough,
does the milk?
Yeah, the woman does. We have our roles, okay? If these tickets don't sell the tour that we just announced, go to trey.com/tour for tickets. Do I go, well, when are you going to get a job? No, we have our roles. You if get you the could, milk, I go on tour.
If you could do the milk, you would. Mm-hmm. You just can't.
That's not how that's it works when women, you're taking care of children.
That's a small part of this. Men can't even get milk, biologically.
Yeah.
Not from our bodies, not from the grocery store.
You can definitely get it from the grocery store.
I go in there and I go, what is it?
I know that it is what you do when you go into a grocery store, but if you're taking care of a child.
There's a lot of people listening, they think I'm a genius. I got heavy whipping cream, I dilute it with water. That's milk.
Oh, okay. But
it's a little extra calories. He could use a little. TreyKennedy.com/tour. The relatable tour has been announced. Pre-sale starts today, guys, with code Trey, T-R-E-Y. So go, and we announced 32 cities. Katie's going to come to Lake Tahoe. She's very excited.
Uh-huh.
She's going to come to. What's another fun city? You're coming. Oh, you're going to come to the Florida ones, the California ones.
Like maybe probably Nashville, Atlanta, Dallas. Yeah.
Chicago, maybe.
What about Detroit this winter?
This winter, I'm busy.
Dang. Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
That's not announced yet.
Oh, but sorry. Look, it's all the Royal cities. Oak. No, I'm just kidding.
we'll get there eventually, but yeah, Des Moines is a fun one, right mm-hmm. up the road.
Yeah, it's close.
Anyway, thank you for all the support so far. TreyKennedy.com/tour, and we got a great episode for y'all today. We got a lot to hear from Jake's journeys and me too, going through a milkless, motherless weekend. So sit back, relax, give us 5 stars. Thank you, and roll music.
Correct opinion.
Ooh, we have a date night tonight. What are you going to wear?
What am I going to wear?
Breeze,
I like to keep you guessing. Show again.
This is what I'm going to wear. Do you like it?
Mm-hmm. Is it? It's very nice.
Thank you. It's yet again true classic, believe it or not.
Oh,
I know. It's got like a button up today color. It's soft too. True classic. It's all I'm wearing. It's the best. If you're a man out there, you know a man. They don't know what they're doing. Just go to True Classic. It's affordable. It's comfy. Everything matches. They got literally everything a guy needs. We give you 20% off. You go to TrueClassicTees.com/TreyKennedy. And we got everyone in the studio rocking it. We get you something. It's nice. It's nice. You've been pleased.
It's yes, true.
It's great.
I got some this
sweats.
Week.
You got some?
Yep, this week.
Good, Derek.
Yep.
I got good the color sweats. Selections. I got pants. I got hoodies. They're all comfy.
Yeah.
So True Classic, support the show. Hook up the man in your life. Or yourself, TrueClassicTees.com/TreyKennedy, 20% off. Oh, we're back. You got back 9 hours ago?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I walked in my house at 1:30 a.m., so exactly like 12 hours ago. I've been back.
Oh, and wow. Was your wife up waiting for you?
Dominated. No, she wasn't. But I woke her up, hung out for like an hour. And I've beat jet lag. If you need to know how to beat jet lag, let me know. I'll figure it out for
jet
you.
Jet lag is beatable. I do think that's yeah. true. And it's not, sometimes it's fun. You're like, whoa, I'm just up and at them at 4 a.m. That's cool. I've never done
See,
this.
I don't think that's called beating jet lag.
it's a mindset, right? The mindset.
That's not what's like, going on with
someone's
me.
Like, hey, you've failed at marriage or divorce. Like, but
I have heavy whipping cream. It's yeah. fine.
Yeah.
No, you don't get it. I beat the game. It's over.
I'm just chilling.
People, no, heavy whipping cream and water makes sense. But okay, you...
Because I feel when we went to Perth, we uh-huh. were jet lagged. We were waking up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. every morning and everything.
The yeah. craziest part of that jet lag, it's kind of nice, like up with the sunrise.
What's jet lag?
Oh, it's like I got peanut butter on the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
It's 5 a.m. and then you're just like, when is... You're eating dinner at 2:30.
Oh, lunch takes forever.
Yeah, you're like, it's insane. Okay, was it the longest flight you've ever been on?
No, I think it was equal to like our Australia flights and stuff. It was the same. Like 15, 16 hours getting there.
Yeah, okay.
It was no problem. You know, I actually thought of you guys in Hong Kong. So remember when we were in Australia and we'd walk, we'd cross the streets, we would always look the wrong way. It's like you can't yes. get it through your head
yes.
to look for cars.
Oh, because
they drive opposite.
Yeah.
Or whatever. In Hong Kong, it's very built for dumb Americans. In English, on the ground, it says, look this way in an arrow.
Oh,
it's
wow.
like so dumbed down for us.
Oh.
I forgot to ever like post that. But yeah, wow. I thought of you guys. I was like, yeah. we would be just fine here.
One too many blonde girls got hit by a truck. Just like write it down for these idiots.
It was like some of the only English in the whole country is on the ground. Look this way, idiot. That's what it said. Look this way, American. So that was nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
It's the best part of the trip.
That was up there. And then just how far your dong can get you was probably my like second favorite part.
And that's the Vietnamese currency.
Yes. Yes. Of dong. Course.
And did they know, like, did you explain to these people what dong means in American or that never came up?
No, it's just our own little joke.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And China's yin?
I think yuan.
Yuan.
I think Japanese yeah, I might be yin.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Also, which, I don't.
It's just potato, potato.
I don't know.
That's what you say to him. Potato, potato. Like, that's very racist. Okay, so you were... I want to talk food. As the recties know, you just discovered what a cashew was, so I can only imagine what you were fed in China.
I am going to send you a text right now.
And I imagine it's not like American Chinese. I imagine...
It is not.
It is not.
We had 3 straight meals... of what they called traditional Cantonese food.
Okay. Yes.
I told you they spoke Cantonese.
What do you say?
I told you they spoke Cantonese.
Yeah, some do, some are Mandarin, and some are some other just made up thing. I think they just added a new software update. Anyway, I just sent you a list I was only in China 2 days of this trip, and these are some of the foods we ate. Would you like to maybe tell me some of your favorites?
Okay, let me ask. Okay, we got about a couple dozen here. Tell me about the...
Any standing out?
Quite a few. I'm going to go... The one that's standing out to me the most is the turkey foot. What's a turkey...
So, not a lot of meat.
Is it just a crunch?
It looks a lot like a turkey's foot.
Because it is?
And I just kind of nibbled on like the tendons.
You like, bit, dude.
Mm, what else you guys have?
I'm like stood out jerky? To me because I'm getting hungry. I would have bit the nails right off. Save the nails for me, guys. Save the nails.
Save the carrot and dibs. Dibs, dibs,
dibs, dibs, dibs, dibs, dibs.
No, stop.
It's like picking the crust off. Don't let it away. I love the nails.
Come on. Save the turkey foot nails.
Oh, that turkey grew them out. Give me that one.
Katie, that's very nice of you to ask, is it like beef jerky? I would have given my own fingernails for beef jerky.
Mm.
It's just straight bird over there.
And you're eating bones?
They like the bones.
Up the bones?
Yeah, there's a lot of bones and everything. Even just like the grouper, like it would just have bone. They just like, here's your fish, chop, 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 here you go.
And they just eat the bones.
Oh, I don't know if they, like I don't think so.
A turkey foot has the bones in it, right?
Oh yeah, I didn't eat the bones. I don't think they're eating the bones.
I'm super confused.
I doubt they're eating the bones.
Drew's out on that one.
Kind of to me, the like largest standout is both of the intestines.
Goose intestine.
Pig intestine.
Large intestine, not the small.
Because I just that like that is like where poop is formed. So I'm just really curious.
See, that's one way of looking at it. I was trying to look at it of like, well, like a sausage casing is the intestine. So This is sausage.
Mm-hmm.
But I was bummed when I remembered I have a red meat allergy. I was like, pig intestine. Allergic. I shouldn't.
Oh,
they're like, but goose. Lucky for you, we got goose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they brought out the goose intestine.
Hong. How was that? So are these things you were served? This isn't stuff you ate, or you ate all this?
No, one of us ate all of these things on those.
So goose intestine.
So yeah, I think I had the goose intestine. Review? And I mean, it just all tastes bad. I mean,
was there anything that you were like, oh wait, this is good.
Isaac didn't mind the pig neck, actually. He kind of liked pig neck.
I bet that's fine. They got good meat on there.
Grouper is good.
Is this list?
Yeah, I don't know why you put that on the list.
Is this list meant to be like the crazy foods we ate? Because there's grouper on here, there's tofu and duck, which are pretty common here in America.
Not crazy, but yeah, that was just like this is the comprehensive duck, like list of things we had.
Have you ever had duck before?
I never had duck.
It's good.
I mean, it's not chicken.
Well, it depends on how everything's cooked. Did you have Peking duck?
Yes, we did.
That's unbelievable, right?
I didn't think it was anything that crazy.
Oh, that's dude. Is it the super crackly skin?
Yeah, like really, really dry, dry skin.
Maybe it was bad Peking duck, but that's amazing.
I kind of want to know, too, about the Chinese pizza. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, when they first said Chinese pizza, you can imagine we all got pretty excited. And then I said, what's that topping? And they said oysters and eggs.
Was it like scrambled eggs and raw oysters or like grilled oysters?
Yeah, it was just mush.
I mean, to me, that sounds kind of fun.
Is it raw or cooked? Mush. Well, squid. Squid's good.
Yeah, squid is good. It was just, I needed more meat. So much of this is just like a chopped up bird. You know, we ate pigeon.
How was pigeon? I've had pigeon before.
Oh, pigeon was
not good. Now
I had it
so
at a
gross.
Michelin star restaurant in Lake Como.
Really?
So it might have been a different pigeon
served. This pigeon that was alive an hour ago.
Caught on the street that you ate. That was just eating trash 12 hours before ate it.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of pigeon. But it was a fun experience. Just like every single meal, they're just bringing stuff out. And the guy next to me is typing out on Google Translate, showing his phone to me and just giggling. He's just pointing at Isaac eating it. The Google Translate says finless eel. I'm like, my goodness.
So these Chinese folks or whatever country you were in, like, do they interact with many Americans at all? Or were they like pretty amazed by you guys?
There was sometimes where you would see like a little kid. And I think we were the first white people they'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And they were like freaking out or like, I would see people take like subtle pictures of us and stuff.
Like that?
They're like, we didn't know they were that white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took my socks off. And like, ah! They thought it was another atomic bomb in the flash. I know that's Japan. Yeah. Close enough.
Oh my gosh.
Just let the joke happen. So bright. So you. But no, like, they were like amazed. They're like, let me.
Yeah, they weren't like feeling my hair or anything, but you would notice certain people like, yeah, I think they were kind of like shocked to see like white people, because we were not in like Shanghai or Beijing. We're in like these like smaller areas of China. It's smaller being a city bigger than Chicago.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
You know, but still just like not touristy cities. Because China was mainly, it was two straight days of just like working, but they were taking us out to dinner. And so that's why it was not KFC and McDonald's. It was
like, was it fancy, quote unquote, fancy goose. Restaurants?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like very much them treating us. That's and boy, fun. Was I treated.
And your other meals, they were McDonald's and KFC?
When I could, yes.
Were they as good or better than American KFC and McDonald's?
Everything's bone in, so it just takes forever. Like, I remember I got to the airport and Dairy Queen had chicken wings. I was like, oh, I could put down some chicken wings. I said, I'll take one order of those. They gave them to me. It was two flats. And so I was like, I guess I'll go and order like nine more orders of chicken wings, I guess, oh, wow. You know, just like bone in wings. So they were good, but the serving sizes were so small. Wow, and yeah, that was the main thing I was craving, was just anything boneless by the time I got back to America. Yeah. Just so tired of eating around bones.
You give Rachel a hug. You're like, I feel your bones.
Can you put on some weight? I'm like a hug on a skeleton.
Yeah. Sorry. It's an aversion now.
Something I developed.
That's awesome. But it went well. Friday Pickle is thriving.
Yes. We're going to be just fine. Figuring out the tariffs and everything. China was great.
Oh, well, that would be fascinating. I'm sure you talked over some pigeon about the tariffs with China.
We did.
Can I tell them Chinaman? Is that offensive?
I don't know if it is.
And what do they have to say? Like,
let me.
I don't even know where it's at. I stopped paying attention. I saw something the other day. People go, listen, in 9 days, we're all going to die because they kick in. And you're like, really?
We were in Taiwan 2 days ago and we see this headline that says Trump is now putting a tariff on foreign films. I don't even know how that makes sense. What does that
get
even mean?
Get them out. Get them out. Yeah, no, like, thank you.
You can't like view them online.
Gross.
Also, I don't know if there's a real big market for foreign film. I think we're going to be fine. Either way, okay, trivia. Do you think the Chinese people like Trump or don't like Trump? What is your guess?
And so when you asked this, I'm guessing, you know, of the 1.5 billion, you met about seven people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that you have an accurate... I'm going to say, yes, they do.
You would be wrong. Oh, okay. I think he put, you know, 20 million of them out of business in the past month or so.
They all, like,
so.
Hate him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was my gut answer. I thought maybe like, oh, trick question.
Gotcha.
So they would, like, in a scary way, that like if you...
Like,
not,
you
not saying this
not
is true, but if you had been
him.
Like, you know, a lot of my friends like Trump, they would, like, you'd be scared to say that.
Yeah, not worth joking about, even. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, there was a Uber driver in Hong Kong who was telling us how much he doesn't like China and how we, you know, we used to be free, we used to be a sovereign nation, and now China owns us, and I hate it. And he said, everything I'm saying right now, I can't say outside of this car, because they're, like, listening. I was like, that's terrifying. Yeah. And actually, while we're here, don't wrap me into this.
I was going to say, how about you just don't even say it in the car?
Yeah, do you think if you even jokingly or whatever, maybe passionately, were like, I miss Trump. I can't wait to get home to Daddy Trump. I love him. In China, do you think there's this camera stuff, like they're listening like that?
I don't know. I was trying to like pay attention, but we were never really like, I never even really walked a street in China. It was like, get there, go to this facility, tour that all day long, work on stuff, go to another facility. Like, we were only in manufacturing plants basically, but wow. Yeah, they would point out stuff. It was very interesting. They'd be like, hey, as we go through this town, all the AirPods in the world are made like right over there. Like, oh.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's wild.
And then they would say, see all those? Those used to have people in them because of Trump. Now that's like, all those people don't have jobs. Like, oh, wow. Okay. Sorry.
You're going to meet them right now.
We're going to take you to them.
Here, white man. You ever seen one of these? Yeah, wow. That's crazy. But the tariff, you're going to be fine? What's happening? There are no tariffs now? Less tariffs?
No, they're still there, but it's all good. I'll tell you off the pod.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a Patreon.
Sounds a little sketchy.
Is it a Patreon fun fact or boring?
No, super, super boring.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. We'll talk more on Patreon. I'm sure you have some dirty beats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Vietnam was amazing. And not just, I mean, how far your dong goes there, but just like in general, just mm-hmm. like Vietnam was great. I could talk about that on Patreon.
I love it.
I'm sure it was a lot like Atlanta or like Noonan.
Yeah, sounds like we had a really similar trip.
Yeah. High school reunion. Yeah.
She went back. She said she saw her first Asian person.
Yeah, I bet. You take some pics.
Mm-hmm.
Kidding. She gets her nails done all the time.
They do like a good spa there.
It's brilliant. You know, they brought, that's what a lot of the, it's Vietnamese, right? That tend to do run the,
I honestly don't know.
Manny Petty, what? I think is Vietnamese.
Yeah. And it's brilliant because they get to just, they get to work and they get to make fun of the white man and woman in another tongue right in front of our face. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I went to another country, that would be my first goal. Oh, let me touch this guy's foot, and me and you just touching feet. I'm like, look how disgusting this. Look at him. Look at this hog. And they can't understand us. We're just laughing.
Yeah, not until we start making pig noises, and they start to get clued in.
Whoa, whoa. No, we're having pig neck for lunch.
Come on, it's pig neck.
It's pig neck.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out. I think they just, they work on their feet all day, so they really value having their feet rubbed and stuff, and so.
I love a good foot massage, so.
Yeah?
I can support that.
You would like Southeast Asia.
One. That was, you, Atlanta, you went. Was it fun?
It was very fun. I hosted a bridal shower for one of my friends who's getting married at the end of the month.
Did you bring some basic Cellars wine to help make a cute bridal shower?
I did not because oh, weird, you know how impressive
really
it is.
We're affordable online right now.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
Watching a rosé soon.
But me and Eva went together Friday to Sunday, and I brought a carry-on. How impressed are you?
Oh yeah, I was about, you almost caved and did a checked bag, and she did a carry-on.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Carry-on. Only a carry-on.
Yeah.
Only a carry-on. I thought it was like, imagine me in the airport.
Team carry-on.
Okay.
And I, you know, got on the, you know, it is like, there's a lot. I have her car seat and the carry-on, you know, but, and I also bring us the sleeping pod tent, which takes up a good bit of room in a suitcase. But it is funny how many people, like, especially other moms, really like to hype you up, which I really appreciate. You
like,
know?
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, they're like, all that? You have all that?
Oh, you're
like,
getting hyped up?
Oh, yeah.
Is this sleeping pod for when you get to, like, someone's home, or is this airport seat thing?
For at night for the pack and play. So it's like we're in the same room, put the little pod over it so that I can turn the light on, and she's, like, asleep in a dark tent.
Wow. Like a sleep mask.
Yeah.
For her whole body.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a deprivation tank of sorts.
Uh-huh. Cryotherapy. I tried to help a mom at the airport yesterday because I could tell she wanted to get down the escalator but had a bag and a baby in a stroller, and I tried to
let me hold your baby,
help her out. Yeah, but she didn't speak English, so I think I was offering to like steal her baby. Hey, I'll take your baby for a spin. Yeah. If you want.
That's a cute baby. I always say that Asian babies are the cutest, right, ma'am?
That is like, very what are nice you can tell
that is very nice. You can tell a lot about a person if they're willing to.
Yeah.
That's one of my correct opinions, actually.
Go this off. Week.
All right. What is it?
If I may start the segment. Correct opinion of the week.
Asian women.
I took it was a father-son weekend. Very cute. Very adorable. Thomas and I had a couple outings. And again,
you teach him like manly stuff, how to jumpstart a car and stuff like that?
Told him how to ride because it's just stuff I do. Told him how to write.
Like comedy or just like English?
Yeah. Just, I'm trying to make it sound manly. Just, I told him. I taught him how to be creative.
How to take off a girl's diaper.
Yeah, I told him how to use.
Oh.
I was going to say bra, and then I was like, maybe it's funny because he's a kid. You
know? All right.
Woo! Take off that overnight diaper, Tom. But when you take him out and about, again, you learn a lot about people. Some go, oh my gosh, he's adorable. Wow, he's doing so good. Or I was out, we went to a little dinner. And they were like, you can scoot his high chair around closer to you. It won't bother us. Like, please.
That's nice.
You
know,
tell fellow moms. And sometimes he walks around and gives someone a look. He's being cute. They just kind of blow him off. My correct opinion is these people should be sent off somewhere because what is it? Just give a smile to a cute little toddler trying to say hi to you.
They're not even smiling.
To blow off a little cute child, you don't have a moment to just be like, hey, what's up, little guy? That's a trash person.
Do you think you did that before you had kids?
I really might have. I was so, again, I think a lot of parents were like, you become a parent and you just like start to see children. Before, I get, they just didn't.
They were only loud on airplanes. That's the only time you see kids.
It's kind of like when you hit puberty, you're like, I'm attracted to them now.
Yeah.
And you're like, before I didn't even notice these girls, but now there's girls all the time everywhere.
They're in every class.
And it's like you become a parent, and I'm not saying I'm attracted to them. I'm saying I think they're very cute.
You notice
babies.
Them.
And all of a sudden you're like, look at that toddler. Oh, look at him. We were we went to get a little pizza place, sitting down, and I saw another couple with a baby. And I was like, I got to stop looking. I'm starting to look like a creep because I just kept on looking like.
Got to lay off a little
bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's weird. They're like, sir, please, you're bothering my wife. Stop staring at our baby. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm a father.
Yeah, get the wife out of there.
Yeah, let me. Your wife, gross. I want to look at that baby.
Too much bone.
As a cute baby. But yeah, if you're my little kid walks by, hi. And you kind of like, you kind of give him a white person just like, get out of here. Get, you know, hi, little guy. And give us something. It's a bad look.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You can. It's just like if an adult were to like smile at you, it's like rude to just like stare at him.
Yeah, and I would treat an adult the same way. If an adult smiles at me, I say, "Hey, little guy. Mm-hmm. Hey there, bud. Nux.
Nux. Yeah. Oh, somebody's big."
Yeah, that's how I treat him.
Oh, those are like little pants.
Whoa, cutest little trousers. But you love heavy whipping cream. Say stuff like that.
Another correct opinion I thought of this week. I really like to watch people cook and stuff. Italian food, I love and I want it, but it's kind of just like the Taco Bell of cuisine. It's the same
Italian?
Six ingredients.
Oh, I see.
And they just swip, swap, put them in a different shape. A Taco Bell. It's like introducing now our chalupa burrito. It's a chalupa that we wrapped into a burrito.
Meat cheese burrito.
Introducing our new Mexican.
Shake a queso.
Chimichizza.
Chimichango.
It's a chimichanga pizza. And they kind of just, it's the same ingredients moved around. And they're like, this pasta's a different shape. And it's got cream, butter, parmesan.
Red sauce or white sauce?
And black pepper. This one has butter, parmesan, cream, and tomatoes. And it's all delicious, but it's, that's just a theory I'm working on. Hmm. Your Taco Bell, Italian food, your Taco Bell.
Yeah, I will say.
And I love them both.
I've never cared about the shape of the noodles. I'm much more concerned about the other stuff.
But it's taken me a decade to understand. They'd be like the cavatelli or the penne or the
linguine,
pappardelle. And I'm always like, what is that? And it's just the shape of the
noodle. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I'd be like, what all's in that?
I've never had a linguine. What's that taste like?
It matters to our 2-year-old and probably most 2-year-olds around the world.
Gotta get, what's his preferred shape?
He likes spaghetti or shells.
And
he can tolerate macaroni.
Tolerates macaroni, but he likes the shells.
He likes the shells, yeah.
I don't know, what's the Italian term for that? It'll be something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Oh. There you have it.
Thank you for those correct opinions.
Chimichanga pizza sounds awesome.
Kind of does. Another correct. Oh, Derek had a correct opinion about, pull up the photos. We were experiencing it too. With these, it's door-to-door season. Tell you what. Look at the... Oh, you have content, everything. We're, tell you what, our neighborhood's open for business.
Yeah.
They were hibernating. We're getting knocked on the door by these guys on... Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Oh, it's... he's got on a button-up and like a...
It's 8 p.m.
It's 8 p.m. knock on the door. Ooh. Insane.
Oh, wait, it is. Yeah.
It's an 8 p.m. knock on the door is insane. When you're, he's got to be aware he's in a neighborhood with families.
That's
bedtime. our kids are in bed, and he's hammering the door.
Yeah,
I think you got to. I get it that like during the day most people are gone, but you really got to make your hay from like 5 to 6:30.
Yeah.
So
once Wheel of Fortune comes on, you get out of the neighborhoods.
He's beating our door down. Stood there for 7 minutes.
Oh yeah, stood there for a very long time.
He's got the button up with the quarter zip, some kind of brand iPad, and the next photo out in the lawn. That's when you know it's bad. The freaking... It's in our grass, too, by the way. What if I was like a crazy Karen? I was like, get off my lawn. But he parked his little Segway.
It looks like a nice one.
Scooter.
Also, it's so pixelated that it looks like it's like a criminal. You're like trying to blur its face. Yeah. Like that way you can't identify it.
It's like kind of, it looks like a CAPTCHA. Click all the squares with the... But yeah, we tracked him down the other day. We've had multiple other doors knocks.
It is pretty tough because like we've talked about like our door.
We had three in a week.
Yeah, our door is... Like, right, our living room is right there, and it's just glass. You can look in. They can see us, so a little awkward sometimes.
Is this too mean, or would this be kind of funny if I just printed out something that said, like, dear bug guys, I'd rather have bugs than you. I'd rather
the bugs bother me.
I'd rather live with spiders than talk to you. Do you think they'd kind of be like, you know, respect?
No.
Do you think they'd still knock on the door if they read that? There's no way.
Not that. I think there's something you could figure out, though.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, they would knock.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you're a solicitor, I'll kill you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little poem.
Like, they're like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here.
I kind of think your sister or someone we know
killed a guy,
killed a solicitor.
Actually has a like thing on their door that says no soliciting.
Yeah. Oh, that's very common. I've
never seen
you guys are never going to believe this.
But. I've seen it on businesses, but I've never seen it at someone's house. Have you guys seen it at someone's house before?
A fence that no one can get in to their yard. Believe that.
Have you guys heard of this before? They've got...
Name five people you know who've ever put that on their house before.
I have two neighbors that both have it on my next door. So I'm not trying to say it's...
Okay.
I know a guy...
Well, we need to get that then.
Who would wear sunglasses because he didn't like the way like the sun was like kind of in his face. And he would just wear those around.
No.
That's what he would do.
I've seen those at like checkouts at CVS. No one's actually wears them.
No, I want to say it was one of my sister's old boyfriends, I think. Yeah, he used to wear sunglasses.
He wore sunglasses.
It's just like normal glasses.
No way.
Yeah, so I remember that one time.
Well, then I would like for you to put a sign up and so you can stop complaining about this.
I know.
Won't stop, though. They look past those.
They look past those soliciting. Oh. I'm saying that was kind of the point. There's no way they're going to look past... A death threat would be good, but maybe a little lighter of I'd rather it be a little more aggressive. I'd rather be eaten alive by what are the one there? It's funny. My mom is in town and she answered the door and the guy was like, ma'am, there's bugs everywhere. That's what they do. They're like, I kind of looked around the porch.
I was at the Jenkins and I mean, it looks like a neighbor over there.
Yeah,
I did. I actually answered a guy cause I thought it was someone else. And he was like, hey, all your neighbors are doing it. So at this point, all my neighbors are signed up for four different pest control.
Yeah.
Which is really, they're really overdoing it.
I want to try, and you could even try too. Like, I don't know, maybe I look a little younger than you, but, Hey-o. You know, say something like, yeah, actually, my parents aren't home.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and they kind of are like,
Yeah, like, oh, dude, I don't speak English.
I just got home from school. My parents aren't home. Sorry.
Where do you put a sign up that
you could do that? You could pass for that.
That'd be funny.
Just says like we rent this home, so stop asking.
Oh, it's an Airbnb. Yeah, that's a good one. I did. Like I went out and I was like, I'm not interested, man. I saw him. He did a 2 second like, all right, have a good night, man. Like I could tell he was close to being like, I'm not gonna take no for an answer. And I was getting ready to we're gonna go to war, I guess. Like no. But he left me alone. So shout out to that guy. He said, all right, man, have a great night.
New idea. The sign says, me and my wife both work for Beauty Counter. So do you really want to start a conversation with me?
Ooh. Like we could have a sales off.
Yeah, like we work for Monet. So be careful what you start with us.
That'd be good.
It's not. Yeah. I'm going to waste a lot of your time. Time
or
is money.
Maybe a sign like stand on my porch at your own risk. There's so many bugs, they'll get you.
Yeah, clean them up on your way out.
Oh, that's never
I've
the
seen
first
a
guy
lot
got me.
Less pyramid schemes, haven't you guys? I've seen a lot
it's
less.
True. I wonder if we're aging out of them or if the MLMs are also just getting less popular.
They're at this point, I can't imagine. They've got the secret's out. There's no way someone can get that going this day and age.
Like I used to see Monet a lot, and I haven't seen that anywhere.
I saw a couple of girls I went to college with who kind of do the classic, I'm a mom, I'm going to do a little part-time. They'd be like, hey, buy this or that. And there's just no way that's working anymore.
I did get called, I don't even think I said this on the podcast, just like 3 weeks ago probably, a guy I hadn't heard from in forever wanted to chat with me, and I should have seen it coming, Northwestern Mutual.
He wanted you to work for Northwestern Mutual.
It was like a financial planner or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, totally wanted to do all that. Okay. Yeah, I should have seen it coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had an old college friend call me out of the blue about insurance. I was like, I'm not even sure if I have that or want it.
What was the big one back then? Is it Amway? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one.
Big time. I'm glad those are done.
Yeah, you need to figure out some sort of sign.
Shout out the bug guys. Keep it up, man. That first guy that came when we first moved in, he said... You know, these houses are old, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, my house isn't old. They just lie to you.
Yeah.
It's an old house. You got these trees. I mean, these trees are beautiful, right? But trees, bugs,
you
trees.
You don't come to the trees.
Outside. Outside bugs. Rain.
A good chunk of the door-to-door salesmen are like ex-LDS Mormon missionaries.
Is that right?
Yeah, they've been getting reps for years.
Yeah, and a lot of the companies are based out of Utah, too. But
dang, it's kind of unfair.
They're pros.
Yeah.
They're like, this door-to-door thing is working.
Yeah.
let's monetize this a little bit.
They're okay with taking rejection. And
We had in college, some Mormons would go to our college house. They go door-to-door. And one of my buddies who was, you know, I was like a normal person. I was like, don't answer that. Mm-hmm. But my buddy was like, I'm going to talk to him. Just, you know, because I'm a Christian, they're Mormon. Let's just see. Yeah. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
And I think
a little scripture off
these poor girls, he harassed them. I think they were kind of like, we're just trying to, he wanted to like, let's sit down and discuss this. Like, listen, sir, we're not.
I just have to do like 5 hours of this per week. So,
but there's a time he had said like, why don't you, they had determined like they were going to come back to talk further. They scheduled them.
Which friend?
Connor.
I knew it.
And then he's like, wanted to do that, but he's also not organized enough to like
follow through.
He wasn't there the time he scheduled them to come back. So me and my friend are there and we're just like, and they stood there for 15. I mean, I'm sure they're like, he scheduled this time. They stood on a porch for
Christianity.
15 minutes.
Well, it was the thing. He was like, you see how I'm gone? That was Jesus' tomb.
Mm. Yeah, we started yelling out.
It
like,
was 3 days later.
The rapture happened. And it happened. None of us made it, but he's gone.
We started yelling that at him. Like, what is that? Like, it's God.
I'm sure it worked. Never saw him again, except nice at ladies. Church.
Dude, I don't know how they biked in those skirts.
Kind of dangerous.
You like a good skirt though. Long skirt. Those are in, right?
Yeah.
Pencil skirts, that's what they're called.
Pencil skirt is like a tight, kind of more like above your knee.
Oh, like a mechanical pencil skirt? What are the longer ones?
Like a maxi skirt.
Maxi?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's right.
I
dated a girl in college named Maxi and she never brought that up.
What are some other...
Everyone wanted to talk about the pads. I guess that's more funny.
Kind of brutal.
What are some other female clothes? Like, we educate us. What are all the terms? Because we just got t-shirt, long, short, pants, shorts.
It does seem way easier.
What do you got? What do y'all got?
We have tank top, crop top.
Mm-hmm. Tankini.
Tankini, sure.
I remember that one.
High waist, mid waist, low waist. We have.
How often are you rocking the low waist these days?
You know, it's kind of coming back.
I know.
I don't hate it, but we got. I mean, the length of jeans, anywhere from below your knee to down to the floor, is like kind of appropriate these days.
Wow, boot cut.
Boot cut, flare, wide leg, horseshoe is now
horseshoe.
In.
Sounds like the names of like Native Americans,
or like a horse at the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. There's got of course skirts. Boot cut.
And here comes a flare bottom outside.
Oh my gosh, it's camisole! Camisole around the corner. Oh my gosh,
maxi skirt coming around.
Yeah, we got mini skirts. There's micro skirts now.
Micro skirts.
Yeah.
Patreon. Micro. What's a micro skirt?
Like a really tiny skirt.
Woo! Go ahead. You could do it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I got really hyped up out to dinner with my friends in Georgia this weekend, sitting down, and we had like this really. Our waitress was. She could tell we were a group of girls like catching up, and was like. All about it. And when I got up to go to the bathroom, she was like, okay, legs. I didn't know we had legs.
Oh, that's the best.
Like, wow, this is a great, you're going to get a good tip.
That's great. Was she a black girl in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Dude, okay, legs. They're so encouraging. I was driving down the highway and there was these two dudes driving a garbage truck. So it's kind of like, they kind of like don't have doors on them.
Yeah.
So, and they were like kind of vibing. They were like leaning out and I saw them kind of really look at me. And we kept, like, I'd drive it down, then we distance each other. And I was like, I felt like he was really trying to look. So I drive kind of near him again, and he leans out and he's like pointing to his hand, like about my watch, pointing to his wrist, like going thumbs up, like, bro, sick one. And they just drove off. And it just made me feel so good. Undoubtedly, I have this watch that I got off Amazon. That was a couple $100, but it mimics a Cartier watch that's worth thousands of dollars. So I'm sure he was like, sick Cartier watch, bro, you're killing it. And I just, said thank you.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's great. Okay, legs.
Okay, legs.
Did you do a little Did you do like a Thomas does? You're like, okay, Thomas, you kind of do like a.
Yeah, I did like a spin for her, and
It's all in there. When someone toddlers just do what we all want to do. You go, oh, Thomas, you look handsome today, and he goes, like, yeah, that's what I want to do when someone gives me a compliment. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. How long has this been going on?
40.
Gun to my head, I have no idea. 40?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Trey, one thing you would have really liked, some good food that I had, we went to the world's most popular soup dumpling place.
Oh, those are good.
It was, I forget the name of it. There's a few of them, but we went to like the main one in Taiwan.
Good.
Like 2 days ago. Very good.
And is that the one you got to like, it's like a proper way you like bite a hole in it and then you slurp?
Yeah, exactly. I think you're supposed to like puncture a hole, let some of the broth out in the spoon, then dip it into this like ginger sesame stuff.
Oh, I bet it was great. Good.
I almost like killed myself from within. I ate so much.
You're like, finally food. It's delicious.
I hadn't eaten food like that in 7 days. And
I mean, to your credit, when you go over to a really different culture, the food, even if it's good, it's just such a deviation from what you're used to. Mm-hmm. Like we spent a couple of weeks in Israel a while ago, and it's like you get there and you're like, oh, real Mediterranean food. Like this is cool. Fresh fish. Like da da da. But we're just so used to variety here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm sure they eat the same thing every day.
Yeah.
And then you're like day nine of couscous. And you're like, oh my God.
That is true. We have a lot of variety here.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're obese. And I think it's great. I've taken a different. What do you guys think? I know every week I learn of someone new who they go, remember them? They're skinny now, Ozempic. And I go back and forth. I'm happy for them because they probably feel way better, but it's kind of cheating, you know?
Kind of.
Because sometimes I'm like, I'm fighting for listen, I want to be obese too. I want to go, I want to do it so bad, but I'm just trying. I'm trying. And then you're out here, you get to keep going,
No, but they don't.
No, because they used to go, and now they go,
to downgrade.
Yeah, they're still num-num-num, just this lower quantity. Okay. And I'm over here. That's all I want to do is go. Rah, 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 rah. But I'm just like, I intermittent fast. God, kill me. And then I'm like, oh, for lunch, I'll do a microwave sadness. It's good. It's healthy. And I'm trying.
You are honestly.
And I'm working out. I'm running. I'm doing. And now do I just give in? Do I just do the shot? So I go. Rah, rah, rah.
No, but that is true. If you didn't have a little bit more like self-control, you are a prime person that would be obese.
Obese!
For sure. Because leave anything. If it's out, it's food. It's
human garbage disposal.
You remember what
those guys on the trash truck were saying what's up to you because they were like, you should work here, dude. Yeah. Your mouth is like our machine.
Yeah.
We got food here, dude.
You shouldn't because there are a lot of side effects to those that I think.
Being obese, that's what I've heard.
To being obese and to using
those really?
Drugs. Yeah.
What?
Oh, I don't know exactly, but
I'll look it up because I'm about to be honest.
Being way skinnier and healthier?
I mean, I think people are losing their hair. I think people are.
But isn't it better than being
racing heart?
Quintuplet pounds?
Racing seems good. Like it's a heart like meant for like long distance races or something, probably swimming meets. Mm-hmm. Racing heart?
You get a racing heart.
Yeah. That sounds good. It's like a purple heart.
And that's it. Any others?
Yep, that's it. That's a pretty long list, actually. Breathing problems or wheezing. I mean, that sounds like
sometimes.
Yeah,
sure.
That's not it. Swollen lymph nodes. Those will go down.
Oh, I have those.
Swelling of the quite the list. Face, lips, mouth, tongue, and throat. Man, it's not going to look like you lost weight if all those swell.
Yeah. Okay.
Trouble swallowing. That could be a problem.
Well, is that how it keeps you from eating? So it's like on your seventh bite, you're like, I guess I'm done.
No more swallowing.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Kidney problems. Gallbladder disease.
Yeah.
Mush mouth.
Vomiting. Diarrhea. I mean, you take it.
Nipple soreness.
Yeah, that's somewhat in there.
I actually saw this post. It was not advertising for Ozempic, but it was just a girl like kind of, you know, those videos. I really don't like them. This is maybe a correct opinion or a hot take or triggered. I don't know.
Go off.
But you know, like, it's like they're trying to make a cute video and they're gonna put like words over it, and the girls are like, in, there's no other word to describe it, but they're frolicking.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's B-roll of frolicking.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I don't. What? You don't do that. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've never seen a natural frolic.
You, who is?
Yeah, it's not normal.
You're like
movement.
Kind of in a fee, or like this girl's kind of going to the sidewalk and.
Or like when girls will hold hands. That's where it's and really frolic. Unnatural. Yeah, yeah, like skipping, holding hands. Like you didn't do that. If the camera was off, you're not holding hands frolicking.
That type of girl is fascinating. I don't take any of y'all's wives for the frolic handhold.
No, we shouldn't even hold each other.
Yeah. Yeah, right? That's a good point. She'll hardly touch me, let alone her bestie. Some of these girls, they get together, hug, hold hands, and play with each other's hair.
Yeah.
Love your hair. I don't.
No.
Interesting type of lady.
Siblings
what's the
like
guy
that
equivalent?
Too.
Just.
Too many butt slaps?
Yeah, I guess.
Really into it?
You'd have the guy that would come up behind you and like rub your shoulders.
Well, that guy was a creep. Yeah. But yeah, I did have one in my life.
No, I have one Jamie. Currently. Had a guy. He's in the. In college, Ricky would he come up and Ricky give you a Fowler. Massage, and at that age, I wasn't confident enough. I just kind of take
no.
it. Like, oh man, just getting assaulted.
Oh yeah, his love language is physical touch.
All right. Ooh, strong. Until he does this often. I had a guy in our Bible study. He came up and did that to me, and I go, "Listen, man, I feel like we could be good friends. So I just want to get out of this. Don't do that to me ever again.
We're good if you stop."
And you could tell he was just kind of like. He wasn't like laughed it off. He was like appalled.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm really not trying to be mean. I don't know how else to say it. Please don't grope me.
Yeah.
I'm not a grope guy.
I mean, yeah. So anyways, I really don't like that. But this post was.
Yeah, what was the post?
It said like how I feel because I'm skinny or how something like
oh,
that.
Oh, I think
how
I saw this post.
Because
it went super viral.
Sorry, like, fatties.
And like I didn't read the full caption, but it was like, it was more so like, you know, about being healthy and stuff. But it's like she was trying to get some attention just by being like skinny, you know, I don't know. It was an interesting take on.
I think she was almost shaming her like former self. She's like being really mean to her old self. But of course, anyone overweight's like, that's pretty mean to me, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
It was interesting. But yeah, the B-roll frolicking, not it.
Just unnatural.
But to be fair, if you were obese your whole life and got skinny, it wouldn't be the first thing on my list. But at some point, I'd be like, what's it like to frolic?
You'd probably jump around a little bit. Yeah. Let's feel what that gravity's all about. Yeah.
Let me try a cartwheel. I'd try a cartwheel pretty soon. I think my first thing I'd try is...
I'd jump off a swing.
Yeah, do this jump off a swing.
Or just swing.
When was the last time you did a cartwheel?
2022.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For a video.
Backflip. Wow. I can do a backflip.
Let's not.
I can do it. Man, I can't wait to go to trampoline parks. I think they're the funnest. I went there a couple times as an adult. It's very creepy. You can't go there without a child.
Are the place we stayed at in Vietnam, 5-star resort on the beach, cost, you know, $500,000 a night. No problem. They, and in addition to the infinity pools and the beach and the food, they had just like an above ground like trampoline that you would see in like anyone's backyard. Just like a trampoline with a net around it.
Oh, I'd be fired up.
Well, I didn't know if I was allowed to. It just seemed like it belonged to someone. It was just like right outside of where someone was staying.
Start
I was
jumping
like,
around. Like, hey! Every jump's 10 dong.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was for me or for kids or what, but I wanted to. I wanted to rip a backflip.
They're fun, dude.
Yeah.
I have so much fun at a trampoline park.
Our local one has a toddler time so that there's no bigger kids.
Oh, that's
that would
smart.
Be perfect for Thomas,
smart.
I'm sure.
Thomas can do
time.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah.
All right, deal. Done. I'm going. We I watched the Kentucky Derby with Thomas. I kind of stepped upon it. We were eating pizza somewhere on the TV. Electric. I know a guy who like part owns one of the horses. That was actually kind of cool.
Wow. What part of the horse does he own?
I don't know which part. I just know he doesn't own it fully, but.
I hope he's got one of the legs.
I know. And all the legs are healthy, but yeah, I don't know how that works. If like the one that breaks, it's like a
you lose
luck of the draw and you're just out. You go to zero.
It would be great. I'd like Tail to. How cool. much for his knee? Make me an offer.
Do you know every single horse running is related to Secretariat?
I saw that. What cool fun fact.
Is what?
Is related to Secretariat.
What's that?
She was,
Nancy
that,
Pelosi,
she was that girl
the
on Sex and the City.
Which, what? Yeah.
We both what couldn't wait to jump on the joke.
What secretariat?
Yeah.
Do you think Rachel would know?
I don't know, actually.
Okay. The most...
really decorated horse.
Arguably, well, technically Man of War is. But anyway, hey, Secretary of the Goat, oh, is he? I'd like to have that debate. Because Man of War was... he's kind of the OG. But anyway, Secretariat has held multiple records in horse racing. Maybe the most... they say he's run he ran the single best Kentucky Derby of any horse of all time.
And you think Triple it's weird Crown I don't winner, know this?
Dominant. Yeah, he's a very famous horse. And so, of course, when a horse like that is that good, they just... it's kind of like poodles today. They get that seed out.
Milk them dry.
And so... jeez. So, yeah, it's like kind of cool, but it's also kind of like... just honest disgust. Come on, guys.
But it's that is what they do. It's so expensive. Like, they have... you're sitting on a gold mine.
And so they
give
just
a male fast horse.
Because people like, we need some of this. But to me, it almost...
I'm going to Google Secretariat's
like, it's fascinating,
but
isn't it kind of lame, too? Like, everyone just has Secretariat's babies and they race them. It's like, imagine if they're like, we did that with LeBron. And they go, hey, the entire NBA is officially LeBron's offspring. And you go, that's kind of lame, right?
I mean, a good point. Yeah.
I guess that's cool, but that's all... they're all kind of doing the same.
Secretariat was bred to 60 horses per year and commanded $125,000 per stud fee. Not bad.
Not bad. He's second place to that LDS guy. Fundamentalist. Not the bad ones, okay? Hey, we all have bad eggs. That's what we call them.
Stud fee.
Ah, he's just a mad egg.
Well, did Thomas like the horses that were racing?
I tried to really, because it was, I really wanted to watch it, and we were kind of been there a while. So like, look at the horse, and he was pretty good. So we got to watch the race. But he was such a good boy. Ate his pizza and his strawberries. We got out of there.
Right.
Adorable. Got a haircut, screamed the whole time, held him down like we were cutting his ears off.
Because you guys taught Thomas how to swim yet?
And with a floaty.
Nice.
Paddles around with a floaty.
That's nice.
Loves it. Oh, it's a huge deal. It occurred during our Florida trip. So because the first day or two, I'm just for 2 hours holding him. And you're like, I can't do this all week. And then he kind of figured it out. And so you just throw him and he just went. Ah. I was like, you go to college.
Yeah. Put some floaties on him.
Man, I got to sign him up for swim lessons. Man, we have just entered the like, kind of sign up for things, activity, not even to the full extent, just the bare minimum. And I'm already behind. I mean, I don't know how to keep up with this.
What are the things you have to sign him up for? Because he's not doing sports or anything yet, right?
No, but he should probably do swim lessons.
Okay.
Gymnastics? There's like a little place like that. I'm actually going to take him this week for the first time. I need to sign him up for like a Mother's Morning Out program for the fall.
Ooh.
Just those three things and all the doctor's appointments. And it's just, I can't keep up.
Too much.
So will you be the one in the pool with Thomas or Trey? Because I got designated as the pool parent.
I guess it just depends on when I can find the lessons.
I'm sure that won't be me.
You sure it will be you?
I feel like once you learn more, you're going to be like, Trey, that's your job.
I would love for it to be your job. Yeah.
As long as we're not swimming in a pool of milk.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
You don't do that.
What that is, or
you'd prefer to be heavy cream.
Yes, floaties here.
Because you'd swim really well in heavy cream.
We get some fan videos. Let's hear from the Recties, and then thank you guys again for the support. The Patreon keeps growing. Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy. We're gonna hear the inside scoop of Jake's China trip, as well as I've got some funny stories about planning this tour. If the Recties remember, I was like, we record those episodes early. The tour's out unless something went wrong.
Something went wrong.
It did.
But now it's out.
But it's out now. But I have some funny stories there as well as like a big, we've kind of teased it, but a big announcement we're going to tell you more about on the Patreon. So thank you guys for your support. You get an extra episode every week. Well, who do we got today? Derek. Hit it.
What's up, Jake? Trey? Family man, Derek?
Yo.
Katie? My name's Kyrie. I just wanted to send this quick video in because I wanted to thank you, Jake, for recommending the show Severance. It's actually a really good show.
It is.
And being a youth pastor, I started to think, right, where I'm like, what would my life be like if I was severed? If one part of me only knew about youth pastoring and the other part of me only knew about doing nothing. And yeah, I've come to the conclusion that I would know a lot less Gen Z words. I would hear the word Ohio a lot less and the word Riz a lot less as well. So just fun stuff there. And also just wanted to come to the conclusion, I personally have came to the conclusion that I might be you guys' only Black listener.
Oh, here okay? it is.
And I have a reason.
True.
Because you guys talk about pickleball and Mahjong a lot. And Black people don't know nothing about those. Praise God. Okay. Just kidding. But no, seriously, guys, love your podcast. If it makes you guys feel any better, you guys are the only comedy podcast that I have on my Apple Podcast app. And so I enjoy it all the time. That's so, right. Yes. And I wanted to ask you guys before I get off, what would your lives look like if you guys were severed? What would your work life be like and your outside life be like? I just thought that would be a fun conversation. Hope you guys are having a good one. Peace out.
Thank you, Kyrie. We have so many Black. We have so many Black. I sound like Trump.
Yeah.
We have millions and millions. No, we did. Horse girl. She's Black.
Yes, there's one.
Which, you know, I think he might argue he's like the Venn diagram of Black people riding horses. Is
doing dressage. Yeah. She's the only one.
Then we got her.
She's ours.
No, we've had multiple. We've had other. No, we had a Black dude send in a video a while back. He was a fun guy.
And back in 2021, he sent one in.
A few months ago. No, I appreciate you, Kyrie. That's hilarious. There's always a few at the shows. I like it. Because they're very fun. Like I said, they're very fun and encouraging. And if there's something crowd work saying, like something that comes out or pertains to the Black crowd, you just get to see the white people. Like,
I don't know how they're going to feel about that. I don't know.
I like that. He's meant to be a youth pastor. You could tell. I just thought that'd be a fun thought for that. Let's do an exercise. What if, now that I think about it, being severed, it's kind of a lot like having a hardened heart. And only way to. Unsevers.
He for sure turned that into a sermon.
Oh, a four-part series.
It's not being reintegrated, y'all. It's being reintroduced to the gospel.
Rejuvenated. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not about being reintegrated. It's about being reconciled.
What's your elevator?
What's the elevator in your life?
I think we just wrote a sermon, guys.
Who's your Miss Casey? Yeah.
Who's your Miss Casey?
Yeah, there's actually a lot you could pull from that, probably.
I think we can all agree there. We all had a Milch when Milchek went into the Garden of Eden and attempted.
Hey, Life Church, we have your next movie series.
Boom. Severed.
Yeah. Super family friendly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone go home, watch two seasons of Severance. It's going to make a lot more sense.
It's a Christ-like show. No, it's a great show. That's a funny thought, though. A youth pastor being severed. He'd be like, it's like it's all he knows is like lock-ins with kids saying Riz. He's trying to communicate with his outside. Let me out of here.
Yeah, he's probably confused what his severed person even does. Like he wakes up and he's like in the parking lot of a high school basketball gym. He's like, what am I doing here?
Am I a teacher?
What do I do for work? It's 8 p.m. Why am I here? Why do I have nacho cheese on my shirt?
It's another sand volleyball tournament. How do they keep? Why are we doing it? There's a pudding slip and slide. Wakes up at different.
I feel like if I was severed now, I would just be constantly going in and out. It's not like we go into an office.
Right.
It's like at 8 p.m. someone texts me and needs something. Oh, I got to go in the freaking elevator again. All right, see you in a little bit. And then come back and again, 6 minutes.
Yeah, the severance, it's unclear on what you do and don't know. Like, we'd be supposed to be severed. I'd be like, who's this hot girl over here? Like, would she be my wife?
But when you're working, like right now,
we're severed.
Because you're working.
Because when they're down there severed, they don't know if they have a family.
Right.
So I'd be like, what's your name, Katie? You're like,
and yeah, when they were severed, he didn't know Miss Casey was his wife.
So yeah, so you guys.
Whoa.
You could know you're married, but you wouldn't
Re fall in love?
Would we re fall in love?
Do you think we would?
Oh, I got a front row seat.
What if something went weird? I'd just be like, dude, this chick, dumb. This chick's stupid.
Yeah, why is she obsessed with Derek?
Yeah.
But you guys wouldn't have anything to talk about, like your outside lives. You would only have.
Yeah.
What's happened
Let's try it. We're severed.
Okay. What have you guys been up to?
The camera on me. Did they do the... Oh, we're back. Hi, guys. Hey.
Trey, what have you and Katie been up to? What'd you guys do this weekend? Hey, Trey K. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys do this weekend?
I don't know. I'm severed.
Well, what's been going on in your lives?
You know how it works. The first question is, what have you been doing outside of here? I don't know.
So what do you have going on later?
Hey, Katie. Hey, Katie K. That's Hi. So funny. We both last name K, I guess. I don't know what it is, but
yeah, I don't know what it is either.
Feeling good? Your Audi treat you okay? My Audi, I don't know what it is. I think I have a feeling he had too much of this base seller's wine because it's probably really delicious.
I don't know and what my Audi does, but I'm really tired.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't I look don't... at your...
Wow, thank you.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. Okay, is that too forward?
Like, that's like not in the, that's not the rule book. I really like the rule book in here.
No, I do. I think you really you don't look it, and I really like your low-rise pants.
Thank you. I guess my Audi's a little stylish.
Yeah. Okay, legs. Yeah.
Okay, legs. I'm gonna have them legs with them pants. Yeah, my Audi. I bet my Audi's cool. What do you guys think your Audi's like? I think yours is.
I don't know what happened to my Audi, but he smells like traditional Cantonese food. Like my no clothes way. Today. I don't know
you
what that's about.
You were gone in the office last week.
Yeah, I don't
do you
know.
Think you went to
I don't
a
know what
Cantonese
happened.
Location.
Like when I saw Derek's dog today, I like started like salivating. I was like hungry. I don't know.
That's crazy.
So I don't know what's been going on, but.
Huh.
Man.
Oh, making me hungry though. Nice. I've been less hungry though. I wonder if my Audi's on OSM.
Yeah, maybe. Do you have, is your heart racing? Does your heart want to go on a race?
Yeah, I've been having racing heart. I've been having, my lips are swollen.
Did your Audi do something different with your hair? It just feels like over the last year, it's like changed a little bit.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
Hitting on me. That's against that. Keir would not be happy.
We're trying to work here.
Okay. Let's just keep let's guys, let's focus. We know what we're here for. We're here for Keir. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. It would be the worst podcast ever. Keir. We have nothing to talk about. Yeah. We can't talk about Instagram. Well, we can't talk about our lives.
No, you only talk it. About what's right here.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, what do you think you do with this?
What in the world is the show? There's what is
What How is, do I use
what is,
this?
What is fluid? What is liquid? Because the severed people, they didn't know if they had families or spouses or this or that.
But they knew English and how to work a computer just fine.
Right. And they knew
kind of how to drive a car.
They knew to use bathrooms. The guy kind of drove a car. They knew how to love.
They knew what marriage was.
It's they like should have. Yeah, they should have really broke it down to nothing. They'd be like, I'm really attracted to you. What do we do?
Like they just do that.
That's the whole show. It has subtitles. Oh.
They like, yeah, did they know what other countries were? Or like trees or?
That's a good question.
Yeah, right?
Did they know what trees were? I don't know.
Because when they went, when they dropped them out into the forest, they weren't like, what are all those things?
Yeah.
Huge people.
I guess they do have that art in their severed land to like see things like that.
Yeah.
Like the snow, they weren't like, what is this?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more. Thanks, Kyrie. That was a great bet we just did. We nailed it. What is...
Correct opinion.
Oh, okay, here
we go. I just wanted to send in a video and let y'all know a story about one time when someone gave a price about something you guys were talking about on the show about somebody giving like a number without giving price of something.
Yeah.
So one time I had a friend who was giving my daughter horseback riding lessons and she was really wealthy. She comes from a super wealthy, well-known family.
Her daughter?
And she competes in horse competitions, or she did at the time with like Bill Gates's daughter. She would ship her horses overseas.
Is she black?
To compete.
Yeah, this is like, Trish Nosh.
I asked her one time, I was like, I just am super curious, like how much does a horse like this cost? Because she was talking about the therapies and stuff that they receive and it was just insane. So I was really curious and she goes, usually it's about $500,000. She like looks away and just like says the thousand super like it was like she was embarrassed to tell me that, but then she went on to tell me that Bill Gates's daughter's horses were like $10 to $20 million. So But I just thought it was really funny that she like had so much, she is like, she felt so much shame to have to tell me that her horses cost $500,000 a piece. But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. It always sticks out in my mind whenever I think about that. Whenever people like give you indirect pricing. So thanks you guys. You guys are awesome.
I thought she was going to say that. She was like, yeah, it costs like 500. She's like, oh, I'll take a couple.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I'll get one today.
The lessons are going to be more than this.
Yeah, that's less than the trailer it cost to get them here.
500.
$500.
Can horses, they can cost millions of dollars?
Yeah, I don't know if you get your return on that, do you? I mean, like, what are ways you can, like, make money off of a horse? Besides winning the Kentucky Derby.
It's kind of like studying philosophy where you just keep it going.
There's a lot of things people do where you're like, what's the vision here? No, strategic communications degree is the future. I'll be able to communicate strategically. How much do you think secretariat cost?
That's what I was wondering.
Maybe a horse is like buying a house. It's like one of those things, like you buy it, you kind of sit on it, literally, and then you sell it for more in a little bit. Or sell their seed more.
But it's getting older and less capable.
All right, their seed
is forever.
That was my favorite Lion King quote.
Yeah. What seed is forever?
Wait, how much do you think?
That was the scene where he came into the clouds.
Simba, spread his seed to all.
Seed is forever.
Get that seed.
Don't listen
to
Scar.
That seed out of that horse. Mbadamana. She just doesn't care at all.
Yeah, Katie, that?
That
come
was
on.
Fun. That was a funny bit.
We're having laugh, fun. Laugh. We're severed.
Someone's got their low waist too tight.
Secretariat in 1973 was syndicated for record-breaking $6 million before he even began his Triple Crown run. So adjusted for inflation, it would be roughly $43 million.
Dude, that's like...
That's wild.
I don't know, half a trillion dong.
I love the... you could tell me anything. Like, well, adjusted for inflation, that's $6 billion.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, how did... Yeah. What?
Well, I think it's a simple calculation. But when you're reading it, like, oh, yeah, remember we bought Alaska for $1 million, which today is $600 trillion. Dollars. You go, wow. Okay, thank you guys for sending that in. Always send us your fan videos at treykino.com/correctopinions. We will... How long... Oh, I should have paid attention.
A little over an hour.
Yeah.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Tired? You slept in.
I also got up all night. You got something to say to me?
Safe to me?
You got something to say to me?
I do. I think you look beautiful today. I'm excited for our date tonight.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go.
Wait, did we? Yeah, we should. That is a funny story. Our... Went on a date recently, and this is the second or third time this has happened to us, where we go to order and the waiter goes, we list off a few things, and he's like, all right, that's good. That's probably enough for you guys. We're like,
what?
We are actually going to add two or three more things.
We order so much. It is gross. But because we
don't
want these
places.
You
would love China.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quantity more than anything.
More pigeons. And so we ordered more, and we said, like, well... We'll take it home if we don't eat it all.
Yeah.
Did eat it all. And then we ordered dessert.
You guys could put it down.
And he was like, all right.
Dude, that's awesome. Because
we go to these places where it's like we like to go to the fancy fun places where it's a menu and they go, it's like a shareable thing. We bring out a bunch of different stuff. For two of you, I'd recommend 4 to 5 things. I'm kind of like, yeah, all right. So I ordered 7. So when I listed, when I got to 6, he goes, I think that's great. I mean, I'm not done.
Yeah, he's making money off a tip, and he's trying to cut you off.
I know. I guess he's trying to do a good job, like trying to genuinely help. I'm like, listen, buddy. I'm like, oh, you go 7. Yeah, we'll take it. I knew we were going to eat it all. We ate it all, and we did dessert. You could just see him kind of be like, good
Lord. And then chestnut.
He did. He kind of, I guess we don't care. We're good sports, but I thought it was bold. Like to other people, probably wouldn't like this. He's like, man, you guys, he said, quote, you guys put in a shift tonight. I'm like, I'm glad I don't care about that, but it's like this too. We can do it. Put it on. We'll do it again tonight.
That's
can't wait.
Funny. I ordered room service last week at the resort one night, and I was like, it's so cheap there that I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this and that. And so I'm ordering it, like, all right, this. And they're like, all right, and how many will be dining? I was like, just the one.
Dude,
just one fork will do.
I know it's embarrassing. Every time I do a solo room service, I always, two of us.
Oh, this.
Two, I will.
Yeah.
They bring up, you know, two plates. Wine glasses, two silverware. They just, one doesn't get touched. Embarrassing. Yeah. And then shift. A lot of rats who support me, that's the freaking sushi restaurant. They're like, Trey, you should dispute that charge on your credit card.
Mm.
So I'll let you know how the process goes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I've never done that before. Sounds fun. Can you just tell your credit card company, don't do this? And they're just like, all right, we won't pay it.
Yeah. How many times can you get away with that?
Yeah. Does anyone know what that is like?
I don't know.
Everyone always recommends it.
You know. If you say it's fraud though, like I think they could cancel your whole card and stuff. Not do that. Then we have to get all new cards.
What?
Like if you say it's fraud, they'll like cancel the card. And then
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say this place, don't pay this chart.
Okay.
Well, don't say fraud.
I'm going to say it's fraud on your card, so yours gets...
Oh, fun.
All right, we'll keep you on Patreon. Love you guys. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.